Welcome back. One last blast here on Inside Agriculture. Corn planting progress as of Sunday in North Dakota, 69%. Average is 34. In South Dakota, 85%, average 66. For Minnesota, 92%, average is 77.
For the most part, another pretty good week for progress.
For our nation's corn crop, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We saw another advance of 16% of the corn going in the ground during the week to reach 78% overall by May 18th. That keeps us ahead of the five-year average of 73% and last year's 67%.
The spectrum for planting progress on a state level varied from North Dakota.
Pretty impressive that the producers in North Dakota, before it turned cold and rainy, planted 28% of their corn. Big jump from 41 to 69%. That puts our North Dakota producers at 69% planted. Five-year average is just 34%.
To Ohio.
Ohio is still languishing a bit due to wetness. 9% planted during the week, but that brings Ohio only to 34% planted overall. Five-year average is 48%. That is by far the slowest state in terms of its comparison to the five-year average.
The latest USDA soybean planting progress report featured similar pace and progress as the nation's corn crop.
Just about two-thirds, or 66%, of the U.S. soybean acreage planted by May 18th, keeping us well ahead of the five-year average of 53% and last year's 50%.
Six of 18 reporting states record at least 20% of their bean crops planted.
Led by Minnesota, a huge jump from 52 to 81% as producers took full advantage of that hot, dry weather before it turned cooler and rainier. Right behind them, Michigan going from 29 to 53%. 3% of the soybeans planted during the week to reach 53% overall, and that is well ahead of the five-year average of 50%.
Nationwide, soybean emergence doubled week over week from 17 to 34% for the period ending May 18th.
North Dakota soybeans planted 46%, average is 23. South Dakota soybeans 71% planted, average is 43.
Final look at sugar beet planting for 2025. All four states either finished a week ago or finished in the last week. So Idaho, Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, all done with sugar beet planting. That 100% on May 18th is ahead of the five-year average of 81%, even ahead of last year's quick progress of 97%. So we won't have to address that until harvest time. Meanwhile, sunflower planting getting underway in the last couple of weeks, now 13% complete. That's ahead of the five-year average of 6% and last year's 9%. As producers obviously took advantage of that hot, dry weather early in the week to get started on the sunflower planting.
This rain delay, not so bad. That's it for Inside Agriculture. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.